Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting second. The second baseman, Cookie Rojas. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Kirkpatrick. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Lou Piniella. Batting seventh. The DH, Steve Hobley. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Paul Shaw. Batting ninth. The catcher, Carl Taylor. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Dick Drago. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting second. The left fielder, Carlos May. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Allen. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bill Melton. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting sixth. The DH, Tony Muser. Batting seventh. The catcher, Ed Hermann. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Eddie Leon. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Eddie Fisher. And now, play ball. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rojas moves to second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Rojas moves to third. Two outs. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of May. Kirkpatrick reaches second base with a double. Rojas scores. Otis goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Royals. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella hits a fly ball into left field. May settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Allen reaches second base with a double. Kelly goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1 Royals. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. Allen moves to third. Two outs. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is walked intentionally. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The Royals will come to bat. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley strikes out. One out. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw takes first base on ball 4. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Allen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Orta moves to second. Two outs. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kelly hits a line drive into center field. Otis picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Otis. Orta scores. Kelly moves to third. It's Royals, 2, White Sox, 2. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kelly scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, White Sox. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Otis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's Royals, 3, White Sox, 3. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Rich Gossage now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0 for 1 in the game. Piniella bunts towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mayberry moves to third. Kirkpatrick moves to second. One out. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hovley hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 5-3, Royals. Paul Schall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schall is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Schall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schall. The throw from Hermann and he is out, Orta applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 1 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shaw fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0-for-1 in the game. Muser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Shaw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 0-for-1 in the game. Hermann hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Horta takes first base on ball 4. Hermann moves to second. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-1 in the game. Leon hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 5, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0-for-1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Patek moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Patek moves to third. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. Otis moves to third. It's 6-3, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Mayberry moves to second. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 0-for-1 in the game. Piniella hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Otis scores. Mayberry scores. Kirkpatrick moves to third. It's 8-3, Royals. Steve Stone now pitching. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hobley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kelly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. May strikes out. One out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 2 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Drago fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 2 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to second. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Taylor moves to third. Patek moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Otis is called out on strikes. Two outs. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mayberry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Orta settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Henderson takes first base on ball 4. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 2 in the game. Muser hits a line drive into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hermann strikes out. Two outs. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Orta hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Henderson moves to third. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 2 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Kirkpatrick takes first base on ball 4. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Piniella takes first base on ball 4. Kirkpatrick moves to second. Steve Hovley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hovley is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Hovley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Stone fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Two outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Shaw hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirkpatrick scores. It's 9-3, Royals. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May strikes out. 1 out. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkpatrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0 for 3 in the game. Melton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Leon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hermann and he is safe. Otis steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bruce Dalcanton now pitching. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 0 in the game. With 3 walks. Henderson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 3 in the game. Muser hits a line drive towards first. Mayberry reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Bart Johnson now pitching. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hermann for a passed ball. Kirkpatrick moves to third. Lou Piniella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Piniella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Piniella hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kirkpatrick tags and scores. That run is unearned. 1 out. It's 10-3, Royals. Steve Hobley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobley is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hobley hits a fly ball into center field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Shaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shaw is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Shaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Keith Marshall now playing left field. Jorge Orta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orta is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Orta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0-for-3 in the game. Leon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Orta moves to second. 1 out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kelly for the out. Orta moves to third. 2 outs. Carlos May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Orta scores. It's 10-4, Royals. Dick Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Allen hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Carl Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Patek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to third. Cookie Rojas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rojas is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Rojas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Orta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Taylor scores. Patek moves to second. 1 out. It's 11-4, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 4-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Otis hits a fly ball into right field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gale Hopkins pinch hits for John Mayberry. Gale Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a ball on the ground towards third. Melton fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Patek scores. It's 12-4, Royals. Ed Kirkpatrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkpatrick is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Kirkpatrick hits a pop-up towards third. Melton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 12, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Gale Hopkins now playing first base. Bill Melton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melton is 0-for-4 in the game. Melton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Henderson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Henderson reaches second base with a double. Melton moves to third. Tony Muser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Muser is 0 for 4 in the game. Muser hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Rojas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melton scores. Henderson moves to third. One out. It's 12-5, Royals. Ed Hermann is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hermann is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hermann hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Schall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and three walks. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Eddie Leon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leon is 0 for 4 in the game. Leon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Rojas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 12, and Chicago White Sox, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.